All right. I thought I would talk about some of the dinim of Shabbat Chazon. This Shabbos is the Shabbos for Tishbav. So what I did is, like, we normally think of Chazon as the first word in the Haftorah, and that it's called Shabbat Chazon for that reason. But there are a number of other reasons why it's called Shabbat Chazon. And one reason is, and this is from an article by Macy Nelman, Zechron Lebracha. He used to be head of the Cantorial Training Institute at YU, now it's the Bell School of Music, and he was also a chazan. So it says in Chavakuk, there's a pasuk, Od Chazon Lamoed. Od Chazon Lamoed, there's a vision for the appointed time, meaning that we normally think of Chazon associated with the Haftorah, which is a bad vision. Yeshaya has a bad vision, but Shabbat Chazon could be, say, like we're looking to the future to a good vision. Od Chazon Lamoed, there's another time that'll be better. And then there's another explanation that Chazon could be Rashi Tevot for Chetzio Zam v'Chetzio Nechama. It's half anger and half Nechama. It's sort of a similar idea, but it means, like, even when things are looking darkest for us, we see like the glow of hope. Like Chazal teach us that the Melech HaMashiach was born in Tishbav, so even when things look down, there is a little bit of Nechama with it. All right, now, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we always lay in Parshat Devarim on the Shabbos before Tishbav. So the Beir Halach explains that Devarim contains the Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, the rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu before Tishbav, and also we want to have this Shabbat Chazon with the Haftorah of Yeshaya, which also speaks like a Tochacha, you know, for the coming situation. That's why it works out that way. Now there's a whole tumult in the postgame when you end the first Aliyah. So there's a pasuk, Eichai Salavadi. You know, how can I handle this by myself? So we don't want to begin the Aliyah. We don't want to begin the Aliyah with Eichai Salavadi. So they say you should end the Aliyah one pasuk before that, and then, you know, go accordingly. All right, now, there's a whole discussion in the postgame whether we can have sad music on this Shabbos. In other words, you know, Melody of Eicha, other sad things. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings that many people have the minhag not to be mishan at all. And that's the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that we don't change anything on this Shabbos, and we leave everything the way it is. But The widespread minhag is that, at least among Ashkenazim, that within the Haftorah there are certain psukim that we lay into the melody of Eicha, and then also we have that pasuk in the Kriyas Torah, Eicha Salavadi, also the tune of Eicha. The Rav Avot Ephraim brings down, he says he doesn't think it's appropriate to use a tune for Elei Tzion for Nechun Aranana. In other words, like, apparently some people were doing that. And the Eliyahu Rav brings down that, like, when you bench Rosh Chodesh, so some people do for Av, some people do Misha Asanisim, so the Nigun, you know, like a sort of broken sort of a Nigun. So in the Nefesh HaRav, he brings down that Rav Schachter does, that he was once in Anset, which is a place in Cape Cod, and he was asked to daven on Shabbat Chazon, and there were very few people there. There was just maybe a minion together, and the Rav was there as well. And he, Rav Schachter, he sang L'chadodi to the melody of Elei Tzion, which is widespread. And the people in the shul weren't B'nai Torah, they didn't know what he was doing with this melody, but the Rav sang along with him. So he understood from the fact that the Rav sang along with him that the Rav did not feel it's a problem having like a sad tune on the Shabbos. In other words, the issue is it avelos beparhesi? Is it public avelos by doing a tune like that on Shabbos? So the Rav apparently didn't feel that way. And one svara you could say, we said last night, that if we're all avelim, then it's not avelos beparhesi. That's one svara we could say. And the Rav said also that, like, he remembered that in Europe, when the on Yontif itself, which obviously is more chamor in terms of simcha, on Yontif you have a mitzvah of simcha, so on Yontif itself they would sing, B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila in the Chazaras HaShas to the melody of Elei Tzion. Though the only question I have is maybe if you could be mechalek and say that when it's the day of like the period of Tishbav, it's like the Zman of Avelis itself. Like on Yantiv, it's a reference to it, but it's not that. All right. The Halichot Shlomo brings down that Rishlomo Zalman Orebach ruled that all the Zmirot, you should say, the regular Zmirot. And the Yalkut Yosef says, though, you're not allowed to say Kina on Shabbos, so he's coming out at the other end of it. All right. Now, with the Haftorah, there's a widespread minhag called the Rav for Maftir on the Shabbos. So there are different reasons that are given for it. So one reason is that the Rav knows how to say the trap properly. He'll know how to, it's a little tricky, you have to go slipping back and forth between the regular trap, where to slip, you know, and also the, just the trap itself. So the Rav presumably knows how to do it. That would be one reason. Another reason is because in the Haftorah, we say Sarayach Sorim. It means like your leaders are rebellion. You know, it says, they're all Ganavim, Klo Ahev Shochad. So it's not as painful for the Rav to say it about himself. In essence, that's what you're saying. Like, our leaders are all corrupted, so it's less painful for the Rav to say it about himself than to hear somebody else do it. And then, obviously, it's not a kavod for the katal to have a katan, do the Haftorah this week. Okay, I think that's it. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananya, Mechashmeyer, Sparkle, Silphi, Chachmosos, Chodov, Yogir.